This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Hey guys, it's Pete Everett here from the Marketing Development Podcast. Welcome to the show. This week, we're going to try something a little bit different, and I'd love to get your feedback on it once you've listened to the episode. I've had this idea about doing these things called sound bites, so I've asked some friends of mine to submit some questions, and I'm going to answer them. So the first one is from Matt Davies of Funnel Packs. Matt, the floor's all yours.
Hey Pete, I've got a question for you. Now, I don't do client work anymore, but something I know many marketing professionals suffer from is having their clients latching onto negative results. If we use SEO as an example, this could be a drop in search engine rankings, even when it's outside of your control, such as through a Google update. How do you keep your clients looking forwards and focused on the positive changes that you're making through the work that you do? Would love to know. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Matt. And that is a really great question. And it really comes down to a couple of different sides. Firstly, we work really hard to show our worth and demonstrate our worth to our clients. And that comes in lots of different forms. Ultimately, of course, the client is normally bothered about one single outcome. And we're tracking that over a whole period of time. Now, there are a load of factors that can affect performance for whatever reason. And they you're dead right, they don't always necessarily come down to us. So that could be, it could even be something to do with the seasons. It could be something to do with the Google update, as you mentioned. It could be a whole host of things. Even just that, you know, their website went down for a little bit and they lost a few conversions that way. So what we try and do with every client that we work with is demonstrate worth, not just in the real time, but over the lifetime of our relationship with them, and then also in the context of their bigger marketing plans. So, to give you an example of exactly what I mean, if we are in a retainer meeting with one of our clients, an SEO client, we'll run with your example. If we're in a retainer meeting and we're giving the results from the last month, we won't just give those numbers as standalone figures. There's a number of other things we'll include. So we will include a year-on-year comparison. So if we're doing this for February 2020, we will then also give the figures for February 2019, February 2018, etc., as far back as we possibly can. So we're not just looking at that month in isolation, but we're looking at it in the context of an overall picture. The next thing we'll do is then give a running total of inquiries for, let's say, the year. A lot of these parameters we've discussed with the clients in advance. So, you know, our reports are geared up so that it's in a format that they understand that resonates with them. But we'll then give, let's say, a total for the year to date. So if we then do have a slow month in February, then, you know, we're putting that in the context of the overall year. So you may have had a slow month this month, but you know what? We're still up by 20% on where we were last year. Here's last year's figures. This is what you did last February, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when you are looking at SEO metrics, year-on-year comparisons really are the thing that you need to focus on. Month on month, there's too many things that get in the way to do month on month comparisons. So here in the UK, you know, we've just come through January, we're halfway through February at the moment. So if I look at January month on month compared to December, January's going to look like it's brilliant, because in December we've got Christmas and most people, their habits kind of change for the last third of the month. So, you know, the data kind of becomes a little bit meaningless. Likewise, we're not too far away from a half term in February, a half term holiday, which can affect things. And then depending on where Easter is, and of course, Easter moves depending on a different calendar cycle. But yeah, depending on where Easter is, that can then have an effect as well. And then we're rolling through and we got in the UK, we have bank holidays in May, and then you're never far away from the summer holidays. And that has a similar effect to Christmas, but it lasts for 6 weeks instead of 10 days. So it's quite easy to see how month on month comparisons don't work. Now, if you're starting with a brand new client and you don't have the data for year on year comparisons, then you've sort of got to do month on month. But even if even if you're in that place, try and do quarter on quarter. So it's 3 months on 3 months. So you're broadening that horizon a little bit. Because if you don't do that, you're in a very sort of dangerous place of having a bad month or a bad period for something that isn't within your control, and then having to have a very awkward conversation with your client. That's the first thing we do. The second thing we do is we make it our business to be in touch with our clients very regularly, sharing both good and bad news. The thing is, bad news normally isn't all that bad if you sort of fess up to it, if you contact the client and tell them about it straight away. So something like a Google update that may make all of your clients' rankings drop by 10 positions. So they're at where they were on page one, at best they're now on page two. If you ring them as soon as you notice this downward trend, or you drop them an email and say, look, Google ran an update 3 days ago and your site's been affected. This is what's happened. This is what we can do about it. But just to let you know that there has been a bit of turbulence, we're on it and we will let you know if we need any more information from you or what we're going to do to fix this, and we'll be back in touch. By being proactive in that kind of manner, you're repositioning yourself as the expert. You obviously are in touch, you're on the pulse with this kind of stuff. This is what they're paying you for, and they haven't had to wait another 3 weeks till their monthly meeting for you to say, oh yeah, we had a bad month. It must have been that Google update from 3 months ago, 3 weeks ago. So you're being proactive, but you're also not letting this thing sort of fester with the client. My dad always says, don't give me a problem, give me a solution. So ultimately, when you're telling your clients about these things as they're happening, you're not just saying, oh, we've had a Google update and it's made you drop off page one, you're now on page two, and then let the crickets come in. What you're saying is, there's been a Google update, it's not ideal, it has affected some of your rankings, some of them have dropped onto page two, but here's the plan that we're going to put in place to get them back. It may take us a couple of weeks, and some of your inquiries or your sales may be affected. Unfortunately, there's nothing we could do about that. We're acting on it as soon as we possibly can. We only got the data XYZ days ago, and it's affecting a number of our clients. So please bear with us, we're on it, and we will sort it out for you, and we'll be in touch. And by doing that, you are, as I say, you're being proactive. You've got that professional mindset. That's for the bad news. The other thing that we do is we share the good news, right? Now, I know this isn't really kind of, it's the flip of your question, Matt, but if the clients are used to getting emails from you that don't have to be in professional reports, but can just be screenshots of, your search engine traffic, your search engine page tracking software, or it can be a screenshot of Google Analytics, or it could be a screenshot of the internal dashboard of their own website that says, hey, look at this sale that you've got over here. Whatever it might be, if you share the good news on a regular basis and they're used to getting these emails and these communications from you, then you don't have to wait till the meeting. They're used to this rhythm of stuff and they just simply have confidence in you. They trust you. And really, that's what we're looking for in our ideal customers, that they know, like, and trust us. And that's the bit that we're building. We're building that in the good times so that when stuff isn't so great, they're not going to get angry. They're going to trust us through those times as well. And we can have a long-lasting relationship with our clients. So I hope that makes sense. To recap, we make sure that our reporting has as much context around it as we can. Ideally year on year, but if not, then we make those periods as long as we possibly can. And then the second thing we do is we're proactive with every communication with the client, be that good news or bad news, so that we're building that relationship. Hope that answers your question. And guys, if you've been listening to this and you want to submit your own soundbite, please drop over to peteeverett.com. There's a form on there where you can get in touch and we can arrange how you submit your soundbite. And please let me know in the Facebook group if you found this format useful for you. I'll see you next week.